Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The movie Casablanca has one great song as time goes by, but songs run throughout the movie, often ignored because the story and characters so command our attention. But they're there.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Once the movie's brief opening narration ends, the film's true beginning culminates with the exterior of Rick's Cafe American as people enter. It's the place in Casablanca where everybody goes eventually, and it's run by a mysterious American expatriate named Rick Blaine, who minds his own business and keeps his mouth shut. But the name of Rick's place is not an accident. The songs movie audiences heard on the soundtrack were still familiar in 1942. In Casablanca, in the early years of the war, they sounded American. Dooley Wilson, the actor who played Sam, with It Had to Be You and Shine, followed by Isham Jones with It Had to Be You.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I've wandered around and finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be me, and even be glad just to be sad, thinking of some others I've seen. Might never be me, might never be cross, or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do. Oh, nobody else gave me a thrill, honey, with all your faults. I love you still, have to be you, wonderful you, had to be.
Dooley Wilson with Isham Jones and Gus Kahn's It Had to Be You, and Ford Dabney, Lou Brown, and Cecil Mack Shine, and then Isham Jones Orchestra with more of It Had to Be You. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Casablanca's plot gathers steam almost immediately. Illegal gambling in the back room, a competitor, Ferrari, who wants to buy Rick's place, and most important, the letters of transit that provide the only way out of the Vichy-run city. Many of the songs make no comment on the action, but they suggest that this is an American bar, owned by a man with an independent streak, his bruised romanticism still buried deep. Rick, played by Humphrey Bogart, turns away a rich gambler and begins a conversation with Ferrari. Ordinary Moments, set against the music to Joe Meyer, Roger Wolfe Kahn, and Irving Caesar's Crazy Rhythm. This is Kahn's orchestra with a vocal by Franklin Bauer. Franklin Bauer, Crazy Rhythm. Most of the songs would have been familiar to audiences, but the next one is the only song written for the movie. its lighthearted question and answer structure in a city where questions are everywhere and wrong answers dangerous, lightens the mood in the bar and the movie. Dooley Wilson and the band with M.K. Jerome and Jack Scholes, Knock on Wood.
Say, who's got trouble?
We got trouble.
How much trouble?
Too much trouble.
Well, now, don't you bow. Just knuckle down and knock on wood. Who's unhappy?
We're unhappy.
How unhappy?
Too unhappy.
Uh-oh, that won't do. When you are blue, just knock on wood. Who's unlucky?
We're unlucky.
How unlucky?
Too unlucky.
But your luck will change if you'll arrange to knock on wood. Who's got nothing?
We got nothing.
How much nothing?
Too much nothing.
Say, nothing's not an awful lot, but knock on wood. Now, who's happy?
We're happy.
Just how happy?
Very happy.
That's the way we're gonna stay, so knock on wood. Now who's lucky?
We're all lucky.
Just how lucky?
Very lucky.
Well, smile up then, and once again, let's knock on wood.
Dooley Wilson, Knock on Wood. The next two songs reflect incidents in the story. Sometime earlier, Rick and the French singer Yvonne had a one-night stand. It meant nothing to him and a great deal to her. He rejects her now, but with a gentle touch sends her home for the evening as we hear the romantic ballad, The Very Thought of You. Soon after, police captain Louis Renault tells Rick that there'll be an arrest that night. In the presence of the corrupt but lovable Renault, the music is Harry Axt and Benny Davis's Babyface. Roy Noble's orchestra, The Very Thought of You, and Tiny Hill and his orchestra, Babyface.
Just the thought of you. thought of you, my
the cutest little baby face. There's not another one could take your place. Baby face, my bull heart is jumping. You sure have started something, baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shove, cause I just fell in love with your pretty baby face.
Ray Noble's orchestra, The Very Thought of You, and Tiny Hill and his orchestra, Babyface. From time to time, the songs make sly comments on the characters and their actions. When Louis joins Major Strasser's party, the song is UB Blake and Noble Sissel's I'm Just Wild About Harry. Strasser asks Louis to introduce him to Rick. When they meet, the song is Jimmy Van Heusen and Eddie DeLange's Heaven Can Wait.
Here's Tony.
There's just one fella for me in this world.
Harry's his name.
That's what I claim. For every fella, there must be a girl.
She's found her mate.
By kindness of fate.
Oh,
I'm just wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me. The heavenly blisses of his kisses fill me with ecstasy. He's sweet just like chocolate candy, and just like honey from the bee.
Thank you.
like chocolate candy and just like honey from the bee.
Can wait, this is paradise, just being here with you and breathing the air you do. Heaven can wait. Oh darling, it's true, this is paradise, gazing at all your charm. It's heavenly in your arms. Heaven can wait. You must be an angel on a visit from the skies. Now I look at heaven when I look into your eyes. Heaven can wait, this is paradise, loving the way we do. Until I go there with you, heaven can
Tony Carroll, I'm Just Wild About Harry, and Glenn Gray's Casa Loma Orchestra, Heaven Can Wait. Ilsa and Victor Laszlo finally come to Rick's. The Nazis are after Laszlo, and he needs those two letters of transit. Renaud, ever the charming scoundrel, joins them at their table. We learn elsewhere that he's not above trading clemency for sexual favors. The song we hear is Love for Sale. This is Fred Waring's orchestra.
Thank you. only slightly soiled fur for Taylor will buy. Who likes to sample on the surprise? Who's prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Way. We know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, we've been through the mill of love. Old love, new love, every love but true love. Love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. If you want to buy our way,
Fred Waring's orchestra, Love for Sale. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. A few moments later, Sam and Ilsa see one another for the first time since she and Rick were lovers in Paris before the war. They both know what she has in mind. In a movie filled with iconic lines, none is more important than play it, Sam. Play as time goes by. This is that scene.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Miss Elsa. I never expect to see you again.
It's been a long time.
Yes, ma'am. A lot of water under the bridge.
Some of the old songs, Sam.
Yes, ma'am.
Where is Rick?
I don't know. I ain't seen him all night.
When will he be back?
Not tonight no more. He ain't coming. He went home.
Does he always leave so early?
Oh, he never. Well, he's got a girl up to the Blue Parrot. He goes up there all the time.
You used to be a much better liar, sir.
Leave him alone, Miss Elsa. You bad luck to him.
Play it once, Sam. For all time's sake.
I don't know what you mean, Miss Elsa.
Play it, Sam. Play as time goes by.
Oh, I can't remember it, Miss Elsa. I'm a little rusty on it.
I'll hum it for you. Sing it, Sam.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. The future brings as time. time goes by.
Sam, I thought I told you never to play.
Dooley Wilson as Time Goes By. Upstairs in his office, Rick hears the one song he's forbidden Sam to play. In a rage, he races downstairs only to see Ilsa. Later that night, alone with a bottle of scotch, he utters another of the movie's iconic lines, a line about all the gin joints. We've seen Ilsa's reaction to As Time Goes By, and now we see his before it leads him into memories of Paris when they were happy, danced away the nights to songs like Alberto Dominguez's Perfidia, and he toasted her, "Here's looking at you, kid." Again, this is As Time Goes By.
Boss? Boss.
Yeah?
Boss, ain't you going to bed?
Not right now.
Ain't you planning on going to bed in the near future?
No.
You ever going to bed?
No.
Well, I ain't sleepy either.
Good, then have a drink.
No, not me, boss.
Well, don't have a drink.
Boss, let's get out of here.
No, sir. I'm waiting for a lady.
Please, boss, let's go. Ain't nothing but trouble for you here.
Coming back? I know she's coming back.
We'll take the car and drive all night. We'll get drunk. We'll go fishing and stay away until she's gone.
Shut up and go home, will you?
No, sir. I'm staying right here.
I grab Ugatti, then she walks in. Well, that's the way it goes. One in, one out. Sam.
Yes, boss.
It's December 1941 in Casablanca. What time is it in New York?
What? My watch stopped.
They're asleep in New York. I bet they're asleep all over America. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world. She walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something on my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Yes, boss.
Dooley Wilson again with As Time Goes By. Few popular songs get second chances. Herman Hupfeld's As Time Goes By was one of them. Hupfeld wrote the song a decade earlier for a Broadway show called Everybody's Welcome, which ran for 139 performances in 1931 and 32. Hupfeld contributed one song to the score, and Rudy Valley had the most popular recording.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension with speed and new invention and things like third dimension. Yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory. So we must get down to earth at times. Relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple facts of life are such they cannot be removed. You must remember this, a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Rudy Valley, As Time Goes By. The government in Casablanca may be Vichy, but the Germans really control the city. Rick and Louis are adversaries and friends of a sort. Rick and Major Strasser are born enemies. Strasser and several officers come to Rick's one night to drink and talk and listen to the music, and perhaps so Strasser can size up Rick. The song playing as they enter is James P. Johnson and Henry Creamer's If I Could Be With You. This is Ruth Etting.
I'm so blue, I don't know what to do. All day through, I'm pining just for you. I did wrong when I let you go away. And now I grieve about you night and day. I'm unhappy and dissatisfied, but I'd be happy if I had you by my side. If I could be with you, I'd love you strong. If I could be with you, I'd love you long. To know that I wouldn't go until I told you, honey, that I loved you so. If I could be with you 1 hour tonight, if I was free to do the things I might, I'm telling you, I'd be anything but blue if I could be with you. I
Ruth Etting, If I Could Be With You. Hours after Rick had rejected Yvonne and sent her home, she returns on the arm of a German officer. She'll show Rick, but a Frenchman berates her for her choice of a date. When the two men begin to fight, she makes no attempt to stop them. However, she'll soon have a chance to redeem herself. For now, she and her date enter to a song that underscores her beauty and what she hopes will be a sophisticated attitude. Harry Warren and Johnny Mercer's You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. This is Bing Crosby.
You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now. Does your mother realize the stork delivered quite a prize the day he left you on the family tree? Does your dad appreciate that you're merely super great, the miracle of any century? If they don't, just send them both to me. You must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a wonderful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove the little boys wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, you must have shown the other kids how. I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you made the cutest bow. Oh, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now.
Bing Crosby, You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby. In the war, the conflict is between the Axis and the Allies. But in the wartime romance of Casablanca, the struggles between the public and the private. When As Time Goes By plays, the movie is a love story between Rick and Elsa. But when the Marseillaise plays, it becomes a movie about politics and war. It's Casablanca's other musical pole. It appears first during the film's opening, finally as Rick and Louis head out to join the Free French at the end, but mainly as an affirmative alternative to the Nazi singing of Die Wacht am Rhein. It soon drowns out the German anthem. Madeleine LeBeau as Yvonne, the Marseillaise.
Monsieur Blaine, I wonder if I could talk to you.
Go ahead.
Well, isn't there some other place? It's rather confidential, what I have to say.
In my office.
Right. You must know it's very important I get out of Casablanca. It's my privilege to be one of the leaders of a great movement. You know what I've been doing. You know what it means to the work, to the lives of thousands and thousands of people.
I'll be free to reach America and continue my work.
I'm not interested in politics. The problems of the world are not in my department. I'm a saloon keeper.
My friends in the underground tell me that you've quite a record. You ran guns to Ethiopia. You fought against the fascists in Spain.
What of it?
Isn't it strange that you always happen to be fighting on the side of the underdog?
Yes, I found that a very expensive hobby, too. But then I never was much of a businessman.
Are you enough of a businessman to appreciate an offer of 100,000 francs?
I appreciate it, but I don't accept it.
I'll raise it to 200,000.
My friend, you could make it 1,000,000 francs or 3. My answer would still be the same.
There must be some reason why you won't let me have them.
There is. I suggest that you ask your wife.
I beg your pardon?
I said, ask your wife.
My wife?
Yes.
Laszlo's presence in the cafe can inspire this unfortunate demonstration. What more will his presence in Casablanca bring on? I advise that this place be shut up at once.
But everybody's having such a good time.
Yes, much too good a time. The place is to be closed.
But I've no excuse to close it.
Find one.
Sorry, monsieur.
Sorry. Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
Can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Mademoiselle, after this disturbance, it is not safe for Laszlo to stay in Casablanca.
This morning you implied it was not safe for him to leave Casablanca.
That is also true, except for one destination, to return to occupied France.
Occupied France?
Mm-hmm. Under safe conduct from me.
What value is that? You may recall what German guarantees have been worth in the past.
There are only two other alternatives for him.
What are they?
It is possible the French authorities will find a reason to put him in the concentration camp here.
And the other alternative?
My dear mademoiselle, perhaps you have already observed that in Casablanca, human life is cheap. Good night, mademoiselle.
Madeleine Lebeau, the Marseillaise. Casablanca ends when Paul Henreid and Ingrid Bergman use the letters of transit to leave Casablanca for the United States, and Humphrey Bogart and Claude Rains begin what Rick calls a beautiful friendship. Rick and Ilse part forever, but they'll always have Paris, just as we'll always have the movie and its songs. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
How I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.